This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM at 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. We switch gears. We talk about Senior Bowl, the NFL draft coming up. What will the Packers do? What do you take away from Senior Bowl last year? Packers take 8 of 11 guys from the Senior Bowl, and not a better person to talk to than a guy that was there and a former NFL scout, one of which was a scout for the Packers when they won the Super Bowl back in 1996. Brian brought us, now host of G-Bag Nation, co-host of G-Bag Nation, weekday afternoons on 105.3 The Fan down in Dallas. How are we doing, Brian? Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Sparky. Appreciate all the kind words. God, it seemed like such a long time ago. Actually, that Super Bowl, I'm sitting here on Radio Row, which is kind of funny, and that Super Bowl we won in 96 was here in New Orleans, so it's nice to come back and be part of the scene of the crime here.
When did you realize that you all had a legit shot at that in 96? Because, I mean, you were number one in offense, number one in defense, number one in special teams. It was everything. Yeah. But there was still that whole idea of maybe having to go to Dallas still hovering.
Oh, no, absolutely. And it was so funny because we were I'll never forget this, because we traded for Andre Rison. Well, let's take that back. We wanted to trade. Andre Rison got released, and like midway through the season, we picked him up. And in games that Andre Rison played in for the Green Bay Packers, we were 8-0. Also with the playoff games and stuff like that. So Moon came in and gave us that jump that we needed. We managed to stay really healthy throughout the second half of the season. The defense was playing at a really high level. Mike Holmgren, Andy Reid, those guys were on their game. Brett was on his game. I mean, we were rolling along really well, and we were playing. You mentioned the Dallas. We had never, and I'm from Dallas, so it's just so hard. I grew up, a Cowboy fan for 20 years. My family had season tickets.
Wow.
And here we are. I'm working with the Packers, and we just every time it was like can't win against them. I mean, Reggie White really struggled against Eric Williams. There were just bad matchups across the board. And, unfortunately for us that, Dallas was kind of at the end of their run, a little bit banged up, with their situation. And, they were a team that kind of, Carolina took care of them for us. And I'll never forget, Bob Harlan, the time the club president, Mr. Harlan, I went to his office. I was there, I had to drop something off for Ron Wolf, and Mr. Harley goes, "Damn, Brian, I think we're going to get a chance to get Dallas here at home." And I said, "Mr. Harlan, no disrespect, sir, but we haven't beat them anywhere." So, he goes, "Let's take our chances with Carolina and their expansion team and all that." Carolina was a good team, but it was like, it was really, once we got Carolina there, the way that the day broke with the temperature and all that, I mean, it was – it couldn't have been any better for Green Bay Packer football that day, and for us to get into the opportunity to not only win the NFC Championship in Lambeau Field, but also, though, to win the Super Bowl here in New Orleans against Bill Parcells.
Talking with Brian Broaddus, who, of course, of G-Bag Nation weekday afternoons on 105.3 The Fan down in Dallas, and also a former NFL scout with the Packers when they won the Super Bowl in 96. Tell me about culture, because when Ron Wolf came on, it was all about changing culture, and all these years later, it's still following in that same thing. I mean, Ted Thompson a part of that, Gutekunst part of the whole Ted Thompson deal, and has been there forever, and they've maintained throughout.
Yeah, they have. And Sparky, and I'll never forget this. Myself and Ted Thompson checked in the exact same day at the Midway Motor Lodge, right across the street from Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's still there. I haven't checked in a while, but it was right there on the other side, you know, of the practice fields and stuff like that. It was this quaint little place that me and Teddy, we called home for a couple of months until we all found our place. So I found a place next to Andy Reid where I could, you know, take care of him and his kids and stuff. But yeah, you know, the culture was, and we were really fortunate, and you know, with the hire of Ted Thompson, and you know, the Packer culture, you know, I mean, the great history, the pillars of the National Football League, you know, the Bart Starrs, the Fuzzy Thurstons, the Willie Davids, you know, these legendary players, and they were really part of the fabric of what the Green Bay Packers, but you know, for a long time before we got there, there was just a lot of losing. And you know, I know when Ron got there, I was hired on my 27th birthday, which was December 12th of 1991.
Nice.
And I remember going, you know, walking into Lambeau Field the first time, and you know, and we still, Lindy Infante was the coach, and there was still a lot of elements, and Ron was trying to evaluate, you know, really the operations, the nuts and bolts, what was going on, but he knew he had to make a change. You know, and for our good fortune, you know, he talked to Mike Holmgren. Lindy Infante, loses his job after the Minnesota game in December. January comes, and really that's where things started to change for us. We get Mike Holmgren. Mike hires a great staff. Then we trade for Brett Favre, and then we get Reggie White. I mean, the football gods were smiling on us, you know, like it was smiling on Green Bay in the 60s. We were able to put together draft boards. We were able to put together, you know, free agency. We were able to, you know, claim some guys, draft some guys. But with the coaching staff we had, you know, the Andy Reids, the John Grudens, Dick Geron. I mean, we had some guys, Ray Rhodes. We had some coaches. Fritz Schirmer. We had some great coaches that came through there, and as personnel guys, we were building boards, and Mike Holmgren had our back. I mean, he completely had our back. When we were in those draft rooms, and a coach would bring up a player, and Mike would go, wait a minute now, wait, guys, the scouts think this guy's this, you know, and that made us all feel great. Me, Teddy, John Snyder. You know, John Snyder was my intern. Now he's my $3.5 million intern in Seattle.
Love John,
general manager.
Yep, great
guy.
Yeah,
so John's a great guy. And so here we are. You know, we're doing all these things, and you know, we got, you know, Reggie McKenzie and John Dorsey and, you know, Scott McLuhan. I mean, Ron had put together and then he had a couple of older guys. Ray Witeka, you know, won a championship with the Giants in the 50s. Dave Hogg Hanner, who was with the Packers with Vince Lombardi. I mean, literally, Ron's telling me, like, hey, Brian, you need to, you know, you're going to have to kind of coordinate these scouts, and you got to get on those older scouts, you know? And I'm like, Mr. Wolf, I was pooping green in my diapers when these guys were winning NFC championship, NFL championships, you know? So you want me to yell at them? And I'm like, so I used to take those guys to lunch and, you know, like, and like, hey, guys, Mr. Wolf wants me to coach you hard, do this. And they just laugh and, like, okay, Brian, we'll get you covered and all that. So, but that's the kind of, you know, it really was Bob Harlan, Mike Reinfeld, everybody in that organization just totally embraced the change. They're like, you know, Mr. Harlan basically said, Ron, whatever you need, you know, we get the Hudson Center built. You know, there's so many things, you know, the additions at Lambeau Field, and, you know, just there were so many things. And even going back to playing games, you know, full time in Green Bay, you know, two times a year you're playing in Milwaukee, and Mr. Wolf's like, Mr. Harlan, we don't have a home field advantage. We're playing games in Milwaukee, you know, and you know, the Milwaukee people weren't too happy with us, but then they embraced and, you know, got the opportunity to come to Lambeau Field. And so that's really how it's not one thing. I think the hiring of Ron Wolf really set things in motion, but man, it was just a collection of just quality individuals that were able to make that thing turn around as fast as it did.
Tom with Brian Broaddus, again, former NFL scout, part of the Green Bay Packers Super Bowl win in 1996, host of G-Bag Nation, weekday afternoons on 105.3, The Fan down in Dallas. I brought you on to talk about the Senior Bowl, but I'm so wrapped up in the 96 stuff now that I'm finding it hard to get away from this. I got one more, and then we'll get to the Senior Bowl, I promise. And that was everybody on board with the whole Brett Favre trade? Because I'm telling you, if that trade happens in the social media era, people would have lost their minds.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, Sparky, it was tough. You know, Green Bay is a small town, as you well know. Well, at the time, it's gotten bigger, trust me. I mean, I remember I used to have to drive 50 miles just to eat at Chili's, you know, like give me a burger. I wasn't going over to Kroll's over, you know, they're eating. Yeah, I had to go about 50 miles to go get me a Chili's burger. But yeah, I remember walking around the town and just like you would be shopping and people like, oh, hey, you're that guy that's on board now. And I'm like, yeah. And like, what are you doing trading first round draft picks for quarterbacks that don't play?
Yep.
And well, I'm like, well, hey, just give us a chance here. Give us a chance. I can't tell. I wish I had a dollar for every time I had to, you know, somebody stop me. You know, I'm buying a brat at the brat shack there outside the grocery store. Somebody walk up and say, hey, why would you give up a first round pick?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm like, well, this is why we did it. And then playing golf. Well, why did you give up a first round pick? Okay. So, you know, you get the story, man. We were really, and it came down to, you know, Ron Wolf evaluated Brett Favre pretty extensively when he was with the Jets. And he was really, you know, he was, you know, Ken Hiroc, who was the general manager of Atlanta at the time, Kenny and Ron were best friends. And I can't tell you how many times I, you know, like Mr. Hiroc would call and I'd say, Mr. Wolf, Mr. Hiroc, and I'd patch him through, that kind of stuff. And so, you know, but Kenny ended up drafting, Ron was going to draft Brett Favre. We were going to draft him. And you know, he wanted to draft him, matter of fact, with the Jets. And when they were there with Dick Steinberg. And Kenny jumped in ahead of him and drafted him right before the Jets picked. So he's always had this love for Brett Favre. Well, then when Holmgren came in, Steve Mariucci came in, it was really kind of there was not a lot of tape to go on. I mean, literally, we sat down and watched as a group, we sat down and watched a tape of a joint practice in Portland, Oregon that the Atlanta Falcons had. And Favre looked awful. I mean, he looked awful. And, you know, and Mike's like, listen, Ron, if you believe in this guy enough, let's make this trade. Let's do it. And Ron's like, seriously? It's like, yeah, if you believe in him, I believe in what you're doing. Let's make this trade. And then when Brett had problems, you know, early in his career, you know, 92, we almost make the playoffs. 93, he throws a bunch of interceptions, you know, and there was talk about, well, you know, Ron even asked Mike, hey, do you want to play Mark Brunell? And Mike Holmgren goes, no, I'm married to this guy. This is my guy. We're married. We're gonna go on from here. And sure enough, boom, there we go. You know, MVPs, Super Bowls, you know, all that stuff. So, yeah, it was the vision of Ron Wolf from his days with the Jets. Kenny Hiroc giving up on Brett Favre because of Jerry Glanville or whoever, you know, gave up on him in Atlanta, allowed him, you know, allowed us to get the player. And, you know, man, as they say, the rest is history. But I give Ron Wolf a lot of credit for the vision. I give Mike Holmgren a lot of credit for putting everything on the line and saying, hey, this is my guy.
Let me see if I got this right. So if that's a different coach, if that's Parcells or somebody else, and they go, dude, I'm not messing with that kid, I don't want him, then Ron Wolf turns around and goes, okay, then I won't take him. Is that how it would have went?
You know, it's so funny because there was a possibility that we were – I know Ron was in discussions with Bill Parcells before we hired Mike Holmgren.
Right.
He was in discussions with Bill about the job. And, yeah, it could have been completely different. But Mike had such an understanding of not only working with Joe Montana and Steve Young. I mean, he'd worked with some great quarterbacks. So you know, the film wasn't great. I mean, literally, there were a couple times you were wincing. I mean, you're like going, oh, God, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And Mike just looked at Ron and said, if you think this much of this guy, let's do this. And that's all Ron needed to hear. Like, you know, really? You serious? He's like, yeah, we can do it. We can make this work. And that's the great thing about Mike Holmgren is I wish that Mike Holmgren could have stayed. I mean, I understand why he went to Seattle. Man, the thrill of going and running your own team and hiring your own player, hiring your own coaches and all that. I get that. But, man, him and Ron Wolf could have done some serious damage, you know, in this league and, you know, in the early 90s if they would have stayed together longer.
Is Brian Broaddus, GBAG Nation, weekday afternoons, 105.3 The Fan, former NFL scout, was with the Packers when they won that 1996 Super Bowl championship. All right, so really quickly here, because I teased you coming out to talk about the Senior Bowl, and now we're talking about the 96 Packers, so that's completely my fault. Things that may stick out for the Packers obviously would be any type of defensive lineman, edge rusher, cornerback, obviously Mike Green of Marshall. Had the one big rep that everybody was talking about. Shamar Stewart, I think, did really well. Names, two or three names that stand out for you that might be there, I don't know, end of round one, second round for the Packers?
Yeah, I tell you what, though, Sparky, this draft is going to be deep in a couple of areas, and depending on how far back. I think, you know, on my board personally, I study about 215 guys a year. I'm halfway through. I've got about 100 guys done. So the trends I've kind of noticed so far is the edges appear to be pretty solid. Now, where the Packers, depending on where they go with this, you know, do you want bendy guys or you want guys that are kind of run defenders? And there's kind of two different groups. When I say bendy guys, I'm talking about the edge rushers. So those are the guys like the Greens from Marshall, Pierce from Tennessee, Kennard, South Carolina. Those are kind of the bendy kind of guys. But then you've got, the guys, the Scoutons and the Ohio State kids, Sawyer, those guys. Those are all guys that are kind of just really good run defenders. So it's kind of a combination of depending on what you want to do. The under tackle or that three technique, that group is kind of materializing a little bit. I know the Brandon Graham, Nolan, Sanders, one technique guys, those heavy defensive tackle guys like Grant Williams from Ohio State. So there's if you're looking for, and I think there's going to be a lot of teams that have boards that have anywhere between 12 and 15 first round grades. So that doesn't mean you're going to have 1 through 32 in the first round. You just don't. There's traditionally between like 18 and 22 first round grades, and then player 23 is usually out of the second round. So the Packers picking is where they're picking. They're probably a little bit outside of that first round zone, unless some players slide to them. That might be some medical concerns, maybe some character concerns. Brian Gutekunst, the staff, John Eric Sullivan, those guys do a really nice job of digging up all those names and then putting them on that board where they need to draft them.
I got one last one for you. Packer fans, I think, lose their minds when they draft guys that don't have a lot of production, in college. Yeah. Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness. So when Green comes up, Packer fans are like, well, we're not taking him. He did too much in college. From your perspective, how important was production in college for you when you were scouting a player?
Well, I'll tell you what, it is important because, what you want to be able to do is you want to be able to show, how are these guys winning? And, you give the example of Green. He started his career at Virginia. And what we're going to have to deal with now, Spark, is a lot of this, a lot of, transfer portal guy, transfer this, transfer that, NIL stuff. So a lot of these guys are going to be playing, maybe they started off at a major program, and then the next thing you know, they're playing at Marshall. And nothing against, Marshall or any of those other programs. But, you get what I'm saying, though. These guys, they're just going out there and playing. So, yeah, maybe, but you have to evaluate, too. That's where the Senior Bowl gives you a lot of, hope. If you're a smaller school guy, say you're at North Dakota State, and all of a sudden, Zabel, the offensive tackle at North Dakota State.
Yep.
Well, he played Colorado opening day. But, past that, he's playing in his conference, which his conference is not bad. But then you throw him in the Senior Bowl stuff, and he's blocking guys from Alabama. He's blocking guys from Georgia. Now you're a little bit more okay, here we go. So, the production, you have to kind of figure out. There used to be a time with these kids from Michigan. In the old scheme in Michigan, if you were looking at their defensive tackles, they were a two-gap scheme where they would they'd look inside, they'd look outside, and then they rush the passer. Well, under Wink Martindale, the new coordinator, whether you look at Graham, whether you look at Grant, the two defensive tackles, these two big dudes are getting up the field. So you see more of that. And so you got to evaluate if a guy, if you see pressures, if you see win rates, all these things kind of tie into these defensive players. If you see a guy that's a corner that doesn't have a lot of numbers, interception numbers and stuff like that, that's a little bit of a concern there. But you also got to say, they don't throw the ball his direction. They just do not throw the ball his way. So you don't see a lot of that. So, it's a little bit of a – it's sometimes you just have to almost make the best guess at it. But, like I say, the Packer scouts, that front office does a really nice job. I have a lot of respect for that crew and what they do. And I'm sure that they will – I'm sure they'll get the right guys for that team. Much to my Dallas Cowboys dismay.
Your Cowboys are a mess. Brian Broaddus, G-Bag Nation, weekday afternoons on 105.3 The Fan. Former NFL scout is with the Packers in 96 when they won the Super Bowl. We're going to have to do this a bunch more because this was a lot of fun. Brian, thanks a lot for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you much.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.